Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Hey, good morning, friends. Good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday evening. Our number, as always, on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. If you have health challenges you need help with, if you have questions or comments about the longevity products, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get to your phone calls in our next segment. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to John Suzuki, author, speaker, and as he calls himself, full-time optimist. He's the author of a book called American Grit. From a Japanese concentration camp rises an American war hero. He's going to talk about the relevance of the Japanese concentration camps that a lot of people don't talk about or know about in the 1940s during World War II and how they're relevant to today. John Suzuki at the bottom of the hour. And your calls next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team by hitting the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you prefer, you can call 866-735-2470. If you're an entrepreneur, it's a great way to get yourself in the nutritional supplement field. If you want to get your products at the wholesale price, you can do that as well. If your nutritional supplementation has helped you or a loved one, you want to pay it forward. The longevity business opportunity is something you want to think about. 866-735-2470. If you'd like to speak to a real-life human being or hit the Join the Team link, at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you are signed up with the longevity business, we are dedicated to helping you build your business and helping you spread the word. And along those lines, I'll be doing a talk and an event at my lab this Saturday, this coming Saturday, 11-18, November 18th from 11 a.m. I think to about 3 p.m. We'll have conversations, we'll have various talks, and we'll also have exhibitors, healthcare professionals exhibiting their wares. And of course, we'll have the longevity products. And my Truth Treatments will be there. We'll have some estheticians doing facials and peels. That'll be this Saturday, November 18th, 2023, 11 a.m. at my lab, 11640 Teller Street in Broomfield, Colorado, 80020. If you are in the Colorado area, we'd love to see you next Saturday, November 18th. 11640 Teller Street. That's a Truth Treatments facility. 11640 Teller Street, Broomfield, Colorado, 80020. All right, our number 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment and talk to John Suzuki about his book, American Grit, From a Japanese Concentration Camp Rises an American Hero. want to continue talking about this whole topic of the digestive system. Yesterday I did a talk in Huntington Beach with my friend Deb Voris, and we spent a lot of time talking about histamine and dysbiosis, leaky gut syndrome, and its relationship to health challenges, and we've been talking about that on this program for the last couple of months, and I've been talking about this whole idea of dysbiosis for 25 or 30 years. That is messed up gut bacteria, leaky gut, intestinal permeability syndrome, or leaky gut syndrome, sometimes it's called. To be clear, if you are dealing with any long-term chronic health challenge, I mean anything in the way of chronic degenerative diseases, which are about 80% of our healthcare challenges in this country by dollars, you can pretty much assume there's going to be a connection to histamine intolerance, regardless of whether you've heard of it or not, or your doctor's heard of it or not. You can rest assured, if you're dealing with a health challenge that is not resolving itself, remember, the body is a regenerating system. It's designed to resolve things, to heal things, and all you got to do is look at your skin every time you cut yourself. It just heals, right? You don't have to think about it. The cuts heal, and if it doesn't heal, there's a problem. Well, chronic degenerative disease is really kind of cuts that won't heal. It's the inside version, the metabolic version, the biochemical version of cuts that don't heal, of wounds that don't resolve themselves. In other words, they degenerate. Instead of regenerating, which is the body's way, when you have a chronic degenerative disease, your body is degenerating instead of regenerating. And I'm telling you right now, you can pretty much assume if you are dealing with a degenerative condition, there is going to be a connection, probably a causal connection, to histamine intolerance, dysbiosis, and leaky gut. And it's one of the ultimate tragedies of our medical model. There's a lot of tragedies of our medical model that we don't recognize this connection between dysbiosis, SIBO, leaky gut, intestinal malabsorption, and histamine. This is what the triangle of disease is all about. The first point on the triangle of disease, the primary point of bodily breakdown for anything that is in the way of chronic degeneration or chronic degenerative disease, is the small intestine and the microbiome, the bacteria that live in the large intestine, but unfortunately translocate to the small intestine. The small intestine is not supposed to have a lot of bacteria in it. That's because the small intestine is where you're absorbing nutrients, and there's a lot of nutrition. So if the small intestine has bacteria, that could be a problem because there's lots of food. There's lots of things they could eat. They got an all-you-can-eat buffet, and it's in the dark, and there's not a lot of oxygen. And these bacteria that cause the problems are anaerobic bacteria mostly, and they thrive in the dark when there's lots of food. So the small intestine or small intestinal bacterial overgrowth needs to be considered if you're dealing with Parkinson's disease, if you're dealing with dementia, if you're dealing with fibromyalgia, if you're dealing with reproductive health challenges, if you're dealing with autoimmunity, if you're dealing with acne or rosacea or psoriasis or eczema or any health challenge, you've got to consider what's going on in the small intestine. And that includes, by the way, dysglycemia, which is the second point on the triangle of disease. This is where it all goes tumbling out of control. Dysglycemia, not necessarily diabetes. Dys meaning dysfunction, glycemia meaning blood sugar, dysfunctional blood sugar. You don't have to be diagnosed as a diabetic to be dealing with this. So between the tweaked out small intestine and dysglycemia, everything else follows. Of course, then you have the third point in the triangle of disease, the adrenal thyroid complex, but you don't even need to deal with that. Just focus on the digestive system and the blood sugar system, and if you really want to simplify it even further, go to the digestive system, the intestine specifically, and perhaps upstream at the level of the stomach, which affects the intestine, as we've said. And please understand, this is simple, but it's not simplistic. It's powerful. Simple is powerful. Scientists and philosophers know about something called Occam's razor. Occam's razor is also the law of parsimony, which means the simplest explanation is usually the correct explanation. That's a philosophical and a scientific tenet. It's a principle. You want to find the simplest explanation. You don't want to have a lot of gobbledygook. Medical model is filled with gobbledygook when it comes to trying to understand things, and it confuses everybody. And it's why, if we're not listening to the bright side, or you're not listening to me, or longevity, or you're not really paying attention to alternative health, you think it's really complicated and a big mess. It's not complicated and a big mess. Just by focusing on one aspect of biology, on one part of the body, we can go a long way toward correcting almost everything that goes wrong from a metabolic, chronic, degenerative illness standpoint. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back with more good health information on the Bright Side, as well as your phone calls, 844-236-6010.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll talk to John Suzuki at the bottom of the hour, and your calls will come up here momentarily. Just got a couple things I want to say about Just a couple more things. We're going to be talking about this for a while, and we're going to talk about some solutions. There are wonderful digestive health solutions, and we've talked about the I-26 in the past, and, of course, taking care of your digestive system using FODMAPs or low FODMAPs diet. The FODMAPs diet is a – FODMAP stands for fermentable sugars. It doesn't stand for just that. Fermentable oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols. But you can just think of fermentable sugars, avocados and onions and garlic and pears and apples. These are all FODMAPs foods, not so much apples maybe, but pears, bananas, figs, dried fruit. These are all foods that can wreak havoc on a small intestinal bacterial overgrowth filled intestine. Of course, it's the bacteria that make the histamine. Making sure that you're producing enough stomach acid. There's a lot of digestive health strategies that you can use for correcting histamine issues or SIBO issues or leaky gut issues. But there's also other really interesting supplements that we're going to talk about in the next coming Brightside episodes that you can use that nobody even talks about. For example, quercetin. You may have heard of quercetin for COVID. And we're going to talk about COVID, too. It turns out, not surprisingly, if you've been paying attention for the last couple of months as we've been talking about histamine intolerance, it turns out that long COVID, like long or chronic Lyme disease, or any persistent symptoms are related to histamine intolerance. And this is why some of these supplements they use for long COVID, like quercetin and like melatonin for that matter, work on long COVID or work on COVID in general. And by the way, people who have persistent symptoms from vaccinations, whether it's the mRNA vaccinations, among the stupidest things you could put in your body, no knock on patients who do it, but for medical professionals who recommend this really idiotic health protocol, it turns out that you can be dealing with many of the same symptoms that people have when they have long COVID from long post-vaccination symptoms. So we'll talk about some of these supplements that you could use and some strategies that you could use to address histamine intolerance in addition to the very obvious digestive health supplements like apple cider vinegar and your ultimate enzymes and the I-26 and ultimate microbiome, these wonderful longevity products. Longevity really places a lot of attention on digestive health. And this is something that really only the last 5 or 10 years, longevity's really taking a deep dive into using digestive health supplements, thanks to probably a lot of thanks go to Dr. Joanne Conaway, who's a naturopath, who's a big wig in the longevity business. In any case, if you're looking for good digestive health supplements, or if you're looking for any nutritional supplements, look no further than longevity. And we're going to be doing a longevity talk as well as a health fair, I guess you could call it, at my lab this Saturday, November 18th, 11 a.m. till about 3 p.m. or so. We'll talk a lot about the longevity products, and we'll have some longevity speakers and some other interesting health professionals presenting their wares. And we'll also have my truth treatments presented, and a couple of my estheticians will be there doing facials, and all for free, of course. And we're not charging anybody to come to this event. All right, 844-236-6010. We got John Suzuki coming up in about 6 minutes or so. Let's go to the phones and talk to our friend Carl, truth grader. Carl, what's up, man?
Benny, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you? Sound good?
I want to know, do I sound good? This is a brand new smartphone, so do I
yes.
sound much better?
This is the Excellent. Best you've ever. This is the best you've ever sounded. At least I'm talking to me.
Finally, I got the right one. All right, so we can just be talking for a second here. Okay,
right,
real quick.
Yes,
recovery.
Sir.
The complex, the collagen recovery complex.
Yes, sir. That's my truth treatment formulation.
Yes, I like it. It's in the capsule forms, easy
yes.
to take. I take it a couple, three tablets or
yes.
three capsules per day.
You're a
so,
smart
yeah,
man.
I want to know how much to take of that. Yeah, I want to find out.
3 days.
Two or three are good per day? Okay.
Yeah, 3 days is a good place to be if you're not like trying to treat anything specifically. Sometimes people will take it pre-surgery because it will accelerate healing after your surgical procedure or post-surgery or pre- and post-surgery. And which you can take maybe
right.
4 a day for that, 2 in the morning, 2 at night. But for most people, 3 a day is fine. Collagen
right.
obviously is involved in healing. It's also involved in
right.
The production of connective tissue. So for folks who are dealing with arthritis
yeah.
maybe or who have
you
joint
know.
Problems. Yeah. Have you noticed
anything? I mentioned that because I notice I don't have as much pains in my joints, my ankles, and my feet, my neck, and my shoulders, and my back. Most of that is gone.
Well, there's your that's the collagen recovery complex, which has not only collagen in it, but it also has the built the activating factors like zinc and copper, and the branched-chain amino acids, things that help you build collagen. In addition to having bovine collagen in there, as well as avian collagen, egg collagen, and also hyaluronic acid. So I made it for skin, but it's great for any place where there is connective tissue.
Absolutely, yeah, it's next for skin specialty. But I wanted to ask you, since you touched on the compositions there, I remember you talked, this is humorous, I remember you talking a long time ago about snails. Snails and slime.
Snail mucus? Snail snot?
Snail snot. All these things are disgusting, but there's a lot of great things.
Yeah, did I say disgusting? I don't think I used the word disgusting.
Yeah, somebody that appears to be disgusting. People would say, you don't see that. But,
snail slime.
Snail or something, or a slug.
Yeah, or
and
slug slime.
That goes behind it. Do you also include that as an ingredient?
I do not. Although I do have it in my lab.
A great source of collagen.
No, hyaluronic acid. I do. I do have and what they call them a polysaccharide. You know, mucus and snot are very interesting molecules, and they are they are important for stimulating the production of connective tissue. So snot is good.
Okay.
You know, if it's, I'm kind of being facetious a little bit, but the building blocks of snot, the polysaccharides that we spent a lot of time talking about maybe 2 months ago, 3 months ago, they're really very important for good health, and for the immune system. So, you know, snail snot, snail mucus, whatever you want to call it, snail slime, you know, there's a role for it. I don't use it in my skincare products. Do you ever eat escargot?
No, I never. But I was thinking since you were talking about that, I made the correlation in my mind. Well, if they add one plus one, maybe he's using some of the, some of the valuable properties found in the hyaluronic acid to put in, to add to collagen, products and other skin treatment products. That's what I was thinking.
I'm not doing that, but that's a good thought.
Oh, okay.
You know, I have a bunch of it in my lab, and I haven't been able to bring myself to formulating snail snot products. Yeah. But if you're interested in rubbing a little snail snot on, maybe I'll send you some, and you can let me know how you
that
like it.
That stuff is impossible to get off your hands. If you touch one by accident, you have to scrub the slime off.
Have you touched?
It's impossible.
Have you touched the slug?
Many times.
Well, seriously?
I live in a wetland. Here, so it rains all the time. So I have them out here trying to get into my flowers and my plants and my strawberries.
No,
they're trying to get in there.
Yeah,
so I touch them by accident, and then I can't get the snot off my hands.
Yeah, that's interesting. You're not a gardener or anything, are you?
Oh, I do a little gardening, yes. Yeah, I called you a few months ago. I was doing some gardening, and then I had my eyes crossing. I don't know what the heck was going on with that, but yeah.
That's strange. All right, good to talk to you, buddy. I got to take a commercial break. We got John Suzuki coming up next. Thanks for your call.
Great. Thanks, Ben.
All right, bye. All right, that's it for this segment. John Suzuki coming up next. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
USA News Update. Newly unsealed documents allege that Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg personally rejected proposals to improve teen mental health on Facebook and Instagram, including disabling Instagram's beauty filters. Critics claim these filters promote unrealistic body image expectations and harm teens' mental health. The lawsuit further alleges that Meta, guided by Zuckerberg, exploited the psychology of adolescent brains and set goals to increase their user time spent on Instagram. Closing arguments are scheduled to start Wednesday in the 14th Amendment disqualification trial against Donald Trump in Colorado after witness testimony concluded earlier this month. Meanwhile, the Minnesota Supreme Court rejected an attempt to block Trump from the state's GOP primary ballot, but indicated the possibility of future challenges if he secures the nomination. Challenges based on the 14th Amendment, which bars officials who engaged in insurrection from holding office, are considered long shots due to the amendment's lack of clear enforcement.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, Saturday and Sunday evening, Mountain Standard Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find many years of archived programs, lots of good health information, as well as a search box you can use. If you want to review a subject or topic or share one with a friend or loved one, that's brightsideben.com. All the longevity products are up at brightsideben.com, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on. If you want to start a home-based business, you can also go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, where we have videos, news stories, and blog posts. as well as a Join the Team link that you can use if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field. We can help you build your business. I'll be doing a talk, by the way, on the longevity business opportunity, as well as the longevity products, and we'll have a bunch of good healthcare professionals, and we'll be doing some facials and showing off my True Skin Health products in my lab next Saturday, November 18th, 2023, 11 a.m., 11640 Teller Street, Broomfield, Colorado, 80020. If you're in the Colorado area, love to see you. Speaking of True Treatments, you can check out all my True Skin Health products at TrueTreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone, vegetable oil, water, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients, all formulated in my pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues and prevention of post-surgical scarring, or just for treating plain old dry or aging skin. You can check out all our Truth Skin Health products at Truth Treatments, with an S, TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. John Suzuki calls himself a professional optimist. He's also an author and speaker. His book is American Grit, From a Japanese-American Concentration Camp Rises an American War Hero. We're going to talk about the book, and we're going to talk about why it's relevant today. Yes, it's true, the Japanese concentration camps were built in the 1940s and housed Japanese citizens during World War II, but there is probably some relevance, and there's probably some things that we want to learn from the Japanese experience and the concentration camp experience in the 1940s vis-a-vis what's going on in the world today, especially what's going on in this country. Please welcome to the bright side, John Suzuki. Hello, John.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on. Nice to talk to you. Your book is very fascinating. And I want to talk a little bit about the book, but also I want to talk about why it's relevant, because it seems to me like things are going a little downhill. And you know, are you familiar with the fourth turning? Have you ever heard of that concept, generation theory?
I have not.
Okay. The fourth turning is a theory, a historical theory, that a couple of historians, William Strauss and Neil Howe, came up with, where they said that history appears in cycles, in four-part cycles, and they trace world history back to the 1500s, and they notice that every 100 years or so, there are four cycles per 100 years, per 80 to 100 years. You know what I'm talking about? The first cycle they call a high, then an awakening, and then an unraveling, and then a crisis period. We're in the crisis period today, and in World War II was also a crisis period, so there may be some relevance. Indeed. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your story, about American Grit, and let's talk about what's going on today and what we can learn from the Japanese experience.
Thank you for inviting me. I didn't realize that we were on live. And so to your audience and to you, I'm excited, and hopefully I do a good job for you, so we'll see.
I'm sure you will.
I just want to make one quick clarification. You had mentioned that they were Japanese concentration camps. They were American concentration camps during World
War II.
They held American citizens of Japanese ancestry during World War II. But these people were American citizens, and there were 50,000, and it included 50,000 American children and babies.
Yeah.
What happened was that in World War II, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, lots of fear, lots of things happened. And they ended up deciding to evacuate and evict over 120,000 people of Japanese ancestry off the West Coast and put them into 10 concentration camps that I described as being in the Badlands of America. And the idea at the time was that if you look like the Japanese enemy, you were the Japanese enemy. And so no crimes were committed. It was just because of their race. Now imagine that happening today, and you just kind of go, no way, but oh wait, maybe it could happen. And so, you know, with where the world is going right now, it's as dangerous as it's ever been, and there's more division and divisiveness in the world than there's ever been. And I wrote this book because, number one, I don't want it to happen again in the United States, or actually anywhere in the world. It's terrible. And but the other part of it was that there's a lot of really amazing lessons to learn about what these folks who were the victims, who were incarcerated unjustly, what they did in response to what happened to them. Because as I look at the world today, I mean, you talk a lot about health. Your whole thing is about health. We're starting to see a major rise in mental illness. And so one of the things that I do is I talk to folks about what these folks did. They could have been victims, or could have thought of themselves as victims. They could have blamed people and placed the blame on everything, but they took responsibility for their circumstances, and they made the best of what they were dealing with. And there's a really interesting life story involved there that I think we can all learn from.
Well, what do you mean by made the best? Like, how do you make the best? First of all, why don't you describe the concentration? Describe the concentration camp a little bit. And then when you say made the best, how do you make the best out of a situation like that?
Yeah, well, that's a really great question. You know, and so imagine that one day you're just watching TV or you walk outside your house and you find out that you are being evacuated for no reason other than your race. Your kids are involved, your parents are involved, your grandparents are involved, and all of a sudden you're stuck on these buses and trains. You don't know where you're going. You don't know how long you're going to be there. You don't know if you're ever going to come back. You don't know if you're going to come back alive. You're terrified. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you find yourself in a concentration camp. And these concentration camps were built in the swamps and deserts of America, where you know, you live in these shacks, basically, that were made out of lumber and tar paper. Surrounded by barbed wires with American soldiers guarding you with their guns pointed at you.
Wow. Wow.
And these were places that were 100 degree plus and below freezing temperatures. And you were only allowed to bring two suitcases. That's all you were allowed to bring. And your home, your job, your school, your farm,
wow,
your business, everything's gone. All your belongings, all you have is two suitcases. No plumbing, no air conditioning. The food is Army food that the Army doesn't even want. And there you have it. That's your home.
Was there an outcry or any kind of publicity, some regular American citizens, not regular, but Caucasian American citizens, did they know about this? Was there any kind of protests or anything?
It was
like
really interesting because first of all, it was widespread fear that led to this. And of course, we had to blame somebody. But yes, there were people who stood up and said, this is wrong. Of course, when the American government came out, they said, hey, listen, this is for their protection. We are doing this for their protection. Right?
Wow.
And
they said for the Japanese, for the people that were interred, it's for their protection? Wow.
Well, you know, exactly. And one of the folks said, if it's for our protection, why are the guns pointing at us?
Yeah, great. Well, hang on to that thought. We got to take a commercial break. John Suzuki is with us. We're talking about his book, American Grit. More with John on the Bright Side right after this commercial break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the bright side, we're talking to John Suzuki, author of the book American Grit. John, before we went to the break, you were talking about how it was presented as being protective somehow for the people who were being interred. But yeah, you very astutely point out why the gun's being pointed on us, kind of thing.
Exactly, it was for our own protection. But yeah, you had asked about how they made the best of it.
Yes,
and the people that I write about, what they did, the army food was terrible, and so the folks who were cooks before the war and were in prison, they became cooks for the camps. The farmers became farmers for the camps and grew good food. The teachers built schools in the camps. The nurses and doctors, they built hospitals in the camps.
They made the best of it.
Everybody. They made the best
of
it.
That's awesome.
And, there were people who did succumb to victimhood, and they were just so sad and depressed that some people did commit suicide. But there were a number of folks, including one of the folks that I write about was a young man who actually volunteered out of the camp to fight for the United States Army. After all of this happened, and the United States Army took away their freedom and guarded them with their guns, States Army came to the camps and said, "Hey, we'd like you guys to volunteer for the United States Army." And amazingly, thousands of men did. These Japanese American men.
Were they still patriotic? Do they still have a love for the country, even though this is happening to them?
Well, the thing was that they knew that they didn't want to spend the rest of their lives living in a concentration camp, and they decided that they were going to do everything they could to prove that Japanese Americans could be as loyal Americans, as patriotic Americans, as anybody else. So they found a way to do that by enlisting in the United States Army, and a lot of them died. But they went on to become part of a segregated Japanese American war unit called the 442nd Regimental Combat Team, and they went off to war in France and Italy. And at the end of World War II, they were recognized as the most decorated war unit in the history of the United States.
Wow!
For its size and duration, there's a bunch of Japanese American guys from Hawaii and the camps on the mainland, Wow. And a bunch of them were volunteers. And there's one guy that I write about. His name is Shiro Kishino. His nickname was Cash. He left. He got six Purple Hearts. He was one of the most decorated soldiers in World War II. And when you get a Purple Heart, that means you were shot or blown up. He got six of them. And every time he got shot, he'd go and get patched up. And before they could get him to take it easy, he would take off with his gear to go back and fight. And that's how these guys were. And it's just an amazing story. Especially of the guys who volunteered out of the camps and went on to just do amazing things
for
this country and the Army.
You talk about inspiration. You call this an inspirational story. Where's the inspiration? What is the inspiration?
You know, the inspiration is what these folks did. You know, in light of and despite the circumstances of being imprisoned unfairly because of their race. And, you know, they stayed true to their, you know, they, inside the camp, they recited the Pledge of Allegiance in school every single day.
Wow.
Right? And they stayed true to their dreams of a better life for their families. And they stayed true to being loyal to this country. And at the end of World War II, the war ended. They closed the camps. Everybody was released. And they were given a pat on the back. And $25 in a one-way bus to anywhere they wanted to go. Right? Exactly.
$25 they were given.
And, you know, but the problem was that although the war was over, during the war, they were viewed as the enemy. After the war, they were viewed as the enemy that lost the war. So in some cases, it was worse. You know, some of the guys came back and couldn't get haircuts because barbers wouldn't cut Jap's hair.
Wow.
A lot of them couldn't find homes. They couldn't find jobs because they were Japanese. And some of these guys were some of the most decorated war heroes who would later become Medal of Honor recipients. And they weren't even allowed to join the Veterans of Foreign Wars because they were Japanese American. And so they fought this discrimination for decades. And you know, but they continued their belief in making a better life for their family and themselves for generations to come, and they stuck with it. And for me, it is inspiring from the standpoint of holy smoke, look at these folks and look what they did. I mean, they literally rose out of the ashes of having lost everything, and became amazing people.
Okay, so given what's going on in the world today, and specifically what's going on in the United States today from a political standpoint, what lessons have we learned and what lessons have we not learned that we should be learning, that we should have learned?
You know, we learned that we should never have concentration camps in America ever. The problem is, you know, as I look at the world, do I believe concentration camps in America can happen again? Absolutely. There's no question in my mind. And you know, you just look back at 9/11. You look back at COVID, even.
Yeah.
And the outcry over the Chinese folks, right? During 9/11, somebody came up with the misguided idea that all Muslims must be terrorists.
Somebody did,
we should round them up and put them away in concentration camps.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to say that a large part of the Japanese-American community rose up and said, nope, we're not doing that, guys. We've been there, done that. But can it happen again? Absolutely. So we should have learned that lesson. We did learn that lesson, but we're forgetting that lesson. And that's part of the reason why I wrote this book, was not only to be an inspirational kind of thing, but to remind people that these things actually happened and they could happen again. So, folks, you know, we need to really rally. And one of the biggest concerns is that one of the reasons why it happened was because of what I call the bucketizing of America, where we did not look at people as individuals, but we looked at people as a bucket of people. And we're doing that today. It's happening all over again. Right? We're categorizing people.
What about what about a more insidious and subtle form of this, which is not about race, but about beliefs and about
ideas. Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. But yes.
what they think, and not so much with their race or what they identify as, but what they believe is true in the world. What about marginalizing that? And, you know, like, for example, people who didn't believe that they should get injected, you know, all of a sudden they were less than, and they were marginalized. They couldn't get jobs, and they couldn't, you know, should we be on the lookout for a more subtle form of discrimination, or maybe even a more subtle form?
There's no question about it. I think the world, you know, our political leaders are not leading us very well. And I feel like in a lot of ways there's really, really dark powers out there that want people to be victims and don't want people to be strong and think for themselves. And so one of the things is really, really, you know, critical thinking is really important.
Oh, yeah.
Because right now, I mean, I'm hearing things about thought police, right?
Yeah.
We should put people away because of the way they think,
yeah,
or because of their value.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And
thought crime.
But yet. And where does it end? I mean, this, some of the things that are being talked about today just 5-10 years ago would have been considered crazy. And yet,
yeah,
we're starting to think about those kinds of things. And so you're absolutely right, Dan.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be a limit to the dangers of what we're talking about.
And the worst part of it is that societies and organisms, biological organisms, cultural organisms need novelty. They need differences. You can't, it becomes inbreeding.
Right.
If you don't have differences, different races, different ideas, different types of people, a society evolves more effectively if there's novelty, there's differences, if people do have different opinions,
absolutely,
different identities.
Absolutely.
And that's what you really need. Just like in genetics, you need to have that in genetics. You can't have inbreeding. That's awesome stuff, John. Thank you so much. Now, you have a podcast too, right?
I do. It's launching this Thanksgiving, actually. And part of it is involved, you know, is related to this book. But it's called Finding Better. And it's all about sharing experiences of, you know, finding better relationships, finding better money, finding better jobs.
Love it.
Everything. And
love it.
People sharing experiences of how they found better.
Thank you so much, John. John, we're out of time, buddy. Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on, and I appreciate what you're doing. It is very inspirational, and it's a great story. American Grit, from a Japanese-American concentration camp, rises an American war hero. John Suzuki, author, speaker, full-time optimist. I love that, John. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you.
All right, have a great evening. And that is all the time we have for this evening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks so much for listening to The Bright Side. Have a wonderful, awesome, spectacular week. We'll talk to you next Saturday evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Bye for now. Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.